Kathy LeMay is the founder, president, and CEO of Raising Change. She joins me on the program now. How are you doing today?
I'm excellent. Thanks for having me. How are you today?
Good, good. So you'll be in the Bow Valley between July 7th and 9th for a series of presentations. What are you actually doing here?
I am coming to the beautiful Bow Valley to talk about trends in social change and philanthropy and fundraising. What is happening around the world in all of these important fields, and what does that mean for people in Canada and the Bow Valley and their own individual lives and the causes that they care most about?
You have some expertise in this area. Can you tell us a little bit about Raising Change as well as your book, The Generosity Plan?
So I started Raising Change about a decade ago, and I was actually approached by a handful of philanthropists in New York City who said, you've been working with us and we love how you talk about philanthropy and we love how you talk about fundraising and we love that your emphasis is on doing what you can with what you have where you are and not feeling like you have to be a Rockefeller or Warren Buffett or Bill Gates to make a difference, but really saying to people, how do you know what you care most about? And when you figure that out, how do you know what to do about what you care most about? So we launched a company a decade ago to help people throughout the world raise the money they need for the causes they care about, figure out what they're passionate about, and then unleash that social change agent within. And the book followed, called The Generosity Plan. And really, The Generosity Plan is how to change the world if you're a regular person.
I guess what you're saying is that ordinary citizens can just make a difference in the world, can't they?
I actually think when I have traveled around the world, and I've been lucky enough to have gone to most places in the world, when I see regular folks on the ground in their community making change, it really has struck me now at this point, after 2 decades of doing it, that's where the answers live. That's where the untapped opportunity is. And the more I see people in a community coming together and making decisions around their shared values and what they love the most, and then bringing everything they have to offer to that, my goodness, I've seen change that governments can't even make happen. So I really do think that the future of this work is regular folks really stepping up.
So what kind of action will you be hoping to inspire in Bow Valley residents when you're here in town?
I've heard such good things about Bow Valley, and I can't wait to come. And my friends and colleagues who are there say there is such a spirit of giving and giving back and making a difference in Bow Valley, and that I'm coming to bring people stories from folks around the world who have done some extraordinary things in pretty difficult circumstances, and have those stories inspire folks there to say, how do I give even a little bit more? And most of the time, very honestly, that doesn't mean money. Just because you give more money away doesn't necessarily mean a life got better. And I think most of us know for our own lives, if you look really closely, the times where someone stepped up for us in a meaningful way, gave us their time, gave us their heart, their spirit, their expertise, that actually created really important shifts for us. So I'm going to bring stories from people throughout the world to inspire folks to say, what could I unleash here that I haven't unleashed yet? And I think what people will find is I'm not really ever talking about their checkbook. I'm talking about something different and bigger than that.
Can you give an example of one of the stories you'll be sharing?
I worked with a man who was vice president of a car dealership, and he had come to me and said, you know, I have this spreadsheet of every group I give to and how much money I give and all the committees I'm on. And I said, this is pretty impressive. How come you want to hire me and work with me? And he looked at me and he said, because when I look at this, I don't feel anything. What I did with him and the story I'll be sharing and the other stories are about how we kind of break open our heart in this work. Because some of what I've seen is, while it's been great to see the globe kind of rise up around thinking about social change and making a difference, the downside is philanthropy's gotten a little bit transactional. And I've had folks approach me and say, sometimes I feel like I just have a stack of canceled checks at the end of the year, but I actually don't know if I made a difference. And what I'm really going to be talking about is, how do you break open your heart in this work and make sure that the philanthropy you do is not transactional, but deeply relational?
Kathy LeMay will be in the Bow Valley on July 7th through 9th, including a July 9th workshop on inspiring positive social change through individual action. If you're interested in finding out more about how you can be a part of that workshop or nominate someone to be an attendee, just get in touch with Kathy Arney, and that's at Kathy@KiaCanada.com. Kathy LeMay, thanks so much for joining me on the show today.
My absolute pleasure.